Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Coming up, sports and politics within the family. What do I mean by that? Well, spending money on things that maybe should go towards family items, but you decide to go on a sports trip. And forcing your team onto your child.
Chad and Ballsy are on a journey. The search for Regina's worst road. This is Chad and Ballsy Street. Oh, drop my phone. It's Chad and Ballsy Street 6. Son of a bitch. It's the Street 16.
We are moving on. Today's competitors, McSherry Crescent up against Empress Street. So McSherry Crescent is where?
It's on the other side. So you go on First Avenue by the train track, go across McCarthy westbound, and it's your first left right there. So right there in the northwest end, yeah.
So actually, an Empress is fairly close to that, too. Yeah. Empress is just off of Dewdney.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both in rough shape. Now, McSherry, from what I understand, from what the way you've described it is, it's good in some areas, and it's really rough in others.
Yeah, it's kind of, you think, okay,
it's off and on.
It's bad. And it's like, okay, it's okay. And it's like, no, it's really bad. So, yeah, it's off and on. It just depends where you are.
Empress Street is a disaster. And it's a certain area. It's Empress just north of Dewdney. There's a two blocks there that are horrific. And I mean, there are holes that would swallow your vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah, so McSherry Crescent versus Empress Street.
Comes down to voting, though.
It does.
Who's going to vote?
Go to our Facebook page right now, and you can tell. A lot of people will call up their friends on that street and say, hey, go vote. Go vote on the Wolf Facebook page. Yeah, do it. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/TheWolfRocks. Again, McSherry Crescent versus Empress Street.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So this Jussie Smollett case, this is wild, man. So in Chicago, we're going back.
Well, he arranged a hate crime against himself,
right,
saying he was beat up and all this stuff. Okay,
now he's from the TV show Empire.
Right. So a bizarre turn yesterday. Prosecutors dropped all charges against Smollett. The state's attorney's office said, quote, after reviewing all of the facts and circumstances of the case, including Mr. Smollett's volunteer service in the community, an agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago, we believe this outcome is just a disposition and appropriate resolution of the case.
So, you know, it's bad when even the mayor of Chicago and the chief of police and the entire police department come out and say, this is garbage.
He did 2 days of community service. That's it.
And the $10,000 he's forking over, they say, goes nowhere near the amount of resources that were spent on this case, on this fake case. Now, that's not the worst part of this. If you're watching this case, and if you are a gay person, if you are a minority, you now feel like you can't be believed.
That's right.
And that's garbage. You can be believed, and you will be believed. I hope people don't use this as a litmus test as to what they should do if they're ever actually caught in a situation.
Well, the worst part is people down there will say, well, see, look, that guy, remember that Smollett guy?
No.
So it's going to set back gay rights. It's going to set back minority rights. It's just if I was a black man in that country right now, I'd be a gay person, I am some pissed.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah. So where we go from this, I have no idea. I don't think he's off the hook yet. First off, he's never going to get a job in Hollywood again. That's never happening. And it shouldn't ever happen. I would hope that every company across the board, I'm not talking just Hollywood, I'm talking McDonald's, I'm talking every, no, I'm serious. This guy should never find a job again. He is the scum of the scum.
Pathetic human being.
And
pathetic.
He is honestly, he is no better than people who perpetrate these hate crimes on others. For what he tried to do, that is disgusting. And I hope that people look at this and they say, we are better than this as humans.
I lump him in with a Roseanne Barr. I really do.
Worse.
Yeah.
Worse.
Yeah.
Way worse than Roseanne.
Yeah, well,
those
she's...
are words.
Yeah.
Roseanne said words.
Yeah. This guy actually faked everything.
Chad and Volzy Daily.
It looks like power's out kind of everywhere. Downtown here, there's power out in some areas. For some reason, the traffic lights are affected. So remember, if traffic lights are out, use it as a four-way stop.
Biggest vehicle wins.
No, you can't say that, seriously, because some people go by that rule. And some lights aren't even flashing red. They're just black. So use it as a four-way stop if there are lights
people
there.
People to the right go first. That's how it works. If you get there first, right?
If you get there at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, so it's like, boom. To the right. It's to the right.
It's tough to explain over the airwaves.
That's why I always say the biggest vehicle wins, because if the biggest vehicle moves, you're going to be like, okay, go.
So SAS Power is saying a power line is down.
Yeah, and power line is down, and the crews have been dispatched, and they don't know exactly when it's going to be up and running again.
So it's everywhere. It's affecting pretty much all areas of Regina.
Right now.
So if you're listening to us, it's great. I'm trash talking with our friend Clayton.
Oh, in Saskatoon.
Clayton does mornings on Cruise FM in Saskatoon. Mm-hmm. And we're messaging back and forth here. And I said, congrats on your Olive Garden. Welcome to the big leagues.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. And then he said, both of our Olive Gardens got announced on the same day. How dare you, sir? And then I gave him the heads up. I said, you know, we've known for quite some time we're getting one. Mm-hmm. We've been preparing for the high gluten intake for quite some time. I've been eating an entire bag of uncooked fusilli every day since rumors started here. They're little baby stomachs. They can't handle it.
I've had Olive Garden, and I'm not. Yeah, it's good, but like, what? Am I
it's
missing?
Not crazy.
Am I missing something? Besides the Rider Raider debacle yesterday on social media, the other thing is like, OMG, Olive Garden, OMG.
Unless, of course, they want to be a sponsor of ours.
Well,
then
I'm not
we
saying,
love them.
I'm not saying
they're
that
the
it's
best,
not. I'm not saying that. Yeah, that's right. Unless we
have I ever
those.
Told you about how much I love Olive Garden?
Yeah, pretty soon an endorsement. Like, hi, I'm Chad. And when I eat out, I eat Olive Garden. But no, you know
I
what I'm
eat
saying?
Nothing but breadsticks.
Am I missing something? Like, what? I haven't had it in a long time.
It's a sign, right? Like, it's a sign that maybe we've become a respected market. Maybe?
Really?
I don't know. But Olive Garden has always been one of those places you go when you go to the big city, right?
I saw more people excited for the Olive Garden than when we were given the 2020 Grey Cup.
Yeah, they're celebrating.
OMG.
They're walking around with empty bread baskets above their head. Unlimited breadsticks!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Welcome to the apocalypse. Eat the big ones first. It is the end of the world with Chad and Ballsy on the Wolf.
Say that.
Is it not the end of the world?
No, you can't say eat the big ones.
I have no internet.
You have no internet?
So that's the end of the world. Well, I have internet here. But I don't have internet at home, and I can feel it. I feel the power. I feel like my home without internet is like... it's kind of like that Hancock movie with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
When What's-Her-Face is getting hurt, he feels it too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like that. When my house has no internet, I feel it. So power is out in several areas because of a power line down or something. Tammy McMillan on our Facebook page says, all I could say is I was stuck in a bathtub in the dark and maybe the scariest hair day at work today. Hashtag no power rocks my world sideways. I know. It's a scary, scary
thing.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
We're so used to having power.
Thank God the sun comes up earlier and it's warmer outside. Gotta look at the positives.
The sun? Is that LED or is that, what is that?
I don't know.
Does that have the internets?
No.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, I understand the sun is not electronic. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not.
It is an actual ball
of
fire.
You can't get the internet. You can't charge your phone off it.
I don't trust it.
Maybe you can charge your phone off it now.
I don't trust it.
Why haven't they created that yet? Like,
You can get a solar power charger for your phone.
Really?
I think so.
And just plug your phone in off the sun.
I don't know. I prefer my charger to suck up the clean power that is coal. Hey, let's talk about some cash. Let's talk about spending money in the family. We got an email.
Yeah, I got an email from Melissa. So Melissa, she says, guys, I'm a big Duke fan, And I spent money for me and my fiance to go to the Final Four in Minneapolis because I'm pretty sure Duke is going to win it all. Okay? But she goes on to say, I'm working right now a full-time job. My fiance is going to school working part-time, so I make more of the money. But my fiance Mark is pissed because I didn't run it by him before I bought the tickets to the Final Four in Minnesota. He thought the money should go to the wedding and our life afterwards. What do you guys think? Do you think Melissa was right in buying the tickets? Or do you think she should have cleared it with Mark?
Interesting.
I brought this up on the Sports Cage because I hosted it yesterday. To a person, everybody said Mark needs to suck it up and go to the Melissa needs to find a new man. You can always get a new man.
I mean, that's on a sports show.
There will never be another Final Four.
What do you think? There will be another Final Four next year. And then the year after.
Here's the problem I have with it. I'm not going to get into the relationship, but here's a problem I have with it. It's always dangerous when you buy tickets to go watch your team, especially in this case, when you don't know your team is going to be there or not. Duke might not even make the Final Four.
It'll still be great basketball.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If you're buying to watch your team win it all, they're not there. You've wasted a pile of cash that could go to your life afterwards. Yeah. And I don't know, you're more right now, you're more an experience. Like, I want to get into experience, but the cheap side of me doesn't let me do it.
Yeah.
Like, you're more a sports trip guy.
No, I'm not. I've never done a sports trip. This is my first one coming up in June. I'm going to Boston to Fenway with my buddies.
Okay, so maybe this is something we'll ask you when you get back.
Yeah.
I wonder if the juice is worth the squeeze. Like, it's great now because you're excited to go. It's a bucket list thing. Yeah. But when you get back and the bills pile up, it's like, should I have gone? You know what I mean?
That's why you got to make sure you prepare for it before you go, right? Like, anyway,
yeah,
we want to hear what you have to say about this before we go into it.
Yeah.
Is Melissa in the right?
Yeah.
She's the breadwinner.
Yeah.
She's the one making the money. They're not married yet. She's booked a trip to Minneapolis to go see the Final Four. Yeah. What's her fiance's name?
Mark.
Mark does not want to.
No.
He says they should be saving money up.
Uh-huh.
Who's in the right here? 936 Wolf, call.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yeah, so Melissa, she's a big Duke fan, which I think is kind of cool. She bought tickets to the Final Four in Minnesota coming up here, and she didn't pass the purchase by her fiancé. He thinks the money should have been spent on their wedding and life afterwards and not going to a tournament where her team might not even play. They're getting married in the fall. So, and he is not the breadwinner because he's going to school working part-time, according to Melissa. She's making the money.
Right.
So Who do you weigh?
Who
do you weigh with?
He says you only live once, so do what makes you happy. I agree with that. I also agree with do what you want before you get married. Get it done before anybody else has a say.
That's a bad sign, though. That's a bad sign, though, for Mark that she went over his head financially without.
I don't think so because it's not. It really isn't, because if he had done it over her, would this even be an issue?
Probably.
I don't think it would. I don't think it would be an issue, not in this case,
because she wanted to go to Minnesota.
I don't think it would be a big issue because he's the man.
So if he came home with a boat, and never asked her, you know, if he bought a boat for the spring,
yeah,
before their wedding in the fall, so, you know, I thought I'd go fishing this spring.
Right.
Or go get a suntan on the boat.
I'm not saying she wouldn't give him grief, but I don't think in the public court, it would be as big a deal because he's the man. And he can do that thing. He can do that kind of stuff. I will say there's a little bit of sexism to this. I think she should do it. And also, he should shut his mouth, make more money. You don't share. No, really. You don't share.
Well, he's trying to go to school, maybe.
Well, good. And he can go wherever he wants when he gets a degree and gets a job.
Yeah.
I think they are not married yet. It is not their money.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, okay, I get that.
They don't need to make a joint decision yet. And he should just be happy that she invited him.
Okay, but I will say this. If she complains that they can't have the wedding that she wants, he just could say, well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have spent $4,000 going to Minnesota.
But she hasn't complained about that yet.
Not yet, but it's coming.
But if I were her, I would be, mum's the word until you leave for Minneapolis.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Another event that was proposed to come here is the NFL preseason game between the Raiders and the Packers. It was going to go down on August the 23rd. The Riders have a game August 24th. Now, there was a lot of conjecture and accusations hurled at the Riders yesterday that they nixed the whole thing, put the kibosh on it. Riders had nothing to do with it. Did a little digging. So what happened is when the NFL comes in, obviously they got to change the field. They got to realign the field because of different dimensions. They got to move the goalpost, so they have to make holes for the goalpost. Mm-hmm. They've got their own sponsors, their own TV setup and everything like that. There isn't enough turnaround time for safety concerns and relining the field and doing all that stuff to go from an NFL field to a CFL field. The Riders and the CFL, from what I'm told, asked the Raiders to move their game from Friday to Thursday because it's a preseason game. Mm. And so far, that's not happening. So that's why the game's not going to happen. There's no way in hell the Rider game is moving. It's set. Takes TSN 2 days to set up their production for the game. And yeah, just there's a myriad of things. I've heard, the Packers won't have a stadium, like a dressing room in the stadium before, like they normally would before the game, like in enough time because of the whole turnover. It's just a mess. So logistically, it's a nightmare. So that's why it's not happening. Has nothing to do with the Riders.
Here's what I don't get. This is a major opportunity for us. And there are other stadiums that can do the quick changeovers. Why don't we bring people in to do that? Like, why? This is a major event. It's big enough for our city.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are some union issues there and things like that. But should we not look into that issue? It's holding us back. Things are holding us back. So why wouldn't we hire somebody from a major stadium in the state to come over and do the switchover? Or, you know what I mean? Like, this is worth looking into that.
Yeah, and maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe it comes down. It's not the Riders, though. The Riders are, that's what I'm saying. The Riders are a tenant. They're the main tenant.
No, I know. It comes down to the facility.
Yeah, facility.
But I'm saying, if we want to be a world-class facility, we got to do this, and we got to be able to do this. You look at, I mean, for God's sakes, Madison Square Garden can switch over from a Knicks to a Rangers game in 5 hours.
I agree 100% with you as it relates to the facility. I do. I don't know the logistics. I'm assuming they had meetings to discuss all this and just decide. I hope they didn't just throw up their hands and say, well, this is too hard. Because this is exactly...
I think that's exactly what they did.
Because this is exactly why we built the stadium. We built this stadium so we could have concerts, so we could have football games, so we can have an outdoor classic. Mm-hmm. And to... I don't like how in this day and age, it's not about getting the story right. It's about getting the story first. So other media entities come out and they start firing off that it's the Riders' fault. Here's the thing.
But some may also argue that we went on the air and we announced that this game is a possibility.
Well, we did.
And the fact that that was done in the first place is garbage because the facility, they were trying to keep it quiet, that they were planning this thing. If it hadn't have been brought to the attention of the public, this never would have been an issue.
That's true. You're right. Something, if they can try to make it work.
We are guilty of it too. We are guilty of jumping the gun and going and trying to get the first bite.
But it was news though. That was news. That was truthful. It was truthful that the game was going to be here. So that was it was not truthful that the Riders had anything to do with it. The Riders are just they're just a player in the thing. They don't run the stadium. It's your stadium. It's my stadium. It's the province's stadium, not theirs.
I know. I get what you're saying, but also
there's a way to you're right though. There's a way. They could find a way to get
there's
they gotta find
be.
A way.
You have to find a way.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We reach out and say good morning to Jamie Bainbridge. How are you, Jamie?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, Jamie. Good. I guess the first question, are you good with impersonations?
I am not.
You're not. Okay, well, this could be fun.
I have my son here to help me, though.
Oh, your son.
Oh, good. What's your son's name?
Wesley.
Okay, Wesley. So we got a combination here. Okay, so what happens is, just to reset, there's a competition in Belgium. They're trying to find the best European gull screeching champion. So you got to screech like a seagull. To win over there?
Give her a little taste.
Okay, here we go. Listen up here. Here's what it sounds like, okay? Let's get my computer.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, it's very good.
There you go.
That's not easy.
That's not easy. So you and your son, Jamie, on the count of three.
Hold on, though. One second. I got to get some good seagull music going.
Sorry.
Okay? One second. Let me find it. There we go.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Jamie and your son, his name again was?
Wesley.
Okay, you and Wesley on the count of three. Make like
ready?
Seagulls. One, two, three.
Caw, caw, caw.
No, longer than that.
Longer than that.
Longer?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Caw!
You know, Jamie, I think Wesley's better than you.
Yeah, Jamie, put Wesley on the phone. You're done. We want to hear Wesley.
He's still going.
I know. I can hear him. He's doing well.
Is he ever good? You know, kid, forget about school. Just go on the street corner and be a seagull.
Yeah, you can go pro someday.
Someday.
Wesley, the dream is there, bud. The dream is there.
Okay, so now we're going to make you take up another animal of a different sort.
That's right.
We need both of you We need both of you. Well, you should be able to handle this or you're not winning, period.
Both,
on the count of three, have to howl like wolves, and then you get the tickets.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's been 2.5 hours since the world went dark. We've started rationing cell phone use. Luckily, I have an extra battery pack in my desk, but I mustn't let the others know. They'll tear me limb from limb, especially Derek from the warehouse. It's hour number three. Still no power. Derek from the warehouse has decided to nominate himself as supreme leader. Most agree there's no need to appoint leadership quite yet in this crisis. However, Derek locked himself in the bathroom, and it's the only way we could get him out. It's hour four of the blackout. Derek from the warehouse has gruesomely fashioned a necklace out of our time cards while making constant reference to the movie Hot Shots Part 2. We're fairly sure he means platoon, but we're too afraid to correct him. He also keeps licking a butter knife from the lunchroom while staring at me saying, "Soon you'll be harvested." I'm also fairly sure he's using a plastic fern in the corner as his toilet. It's hour five. Derek is now naked, except for the gruesome necklace, of course. They found my extra battery pack. I've become some sort of traitor to the group. This power outage may end up meaning my death if this message gets out. Please tell my family that... Oh, there's power. We're good. Hey, Derek, remember, we've got that conference call tomorrow. Please, put your penis away. That conference call with CNC Corporation. Yeah, Mr.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So, I posted a photo yesterday of my son Cash in a Boston Red Sox hat that I bought for
him. Yeah, looks cute.
I thought so.
Pathetic parenting, but cute.
See, here's the thing. My friends have been giving me the gears because they say I'm forcing the team onto my son. And a couple of them even saying he should be able to choose his favorite team. Of course, they're all Jays fans. So they want him to become a Jays
fan. You said a team.
Well, I know. But they want him to become a Jays fan. And they know that because he's Canadian, that he'll naturally get that push towards the Blue Jays. So I'm trying to get him on the bandwagon a little early. I have been a Red Sox fan for many, many years. I was kind of a late bloomer, though. I will admit I didn't start really getting into baseball till just after high school. And the reason I chose the Red Sox was because my family was a Blue Jays family.
Right.
So I wanted to go with a team they didn't really like so much in the AL East. And the Red Sox just happened to be it. And I've been on board with them ever since.
How come you knew Yankees?
Ugh. I don't even want to say that. I don't even want to think about that right now. It's actually a good thing I didn't. But I don't know why. I just, the Red Sox have, to me, have always had kind of a cooler, better tradition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've still got Fenway and all that stuff, and I think that's what it was. Although at that time, they still had Yankee Stadium too, I guess. We're taking your comments on Facebook. Should I be able to force a team on my son? And Chelsea Schumann says this: you can't force your kids to do things for long. Do it as much as you can before they form their own opinion. Devin Hader says, when my son was six, he decided to cheer for the Blue Bombers. Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
As a way to try and get under my skin.
Yeah.
Last year, after he turned seven, my girlfriend and I were taking our kids to a Rider game against the Eskimos, and I told him he could only get concession snacks if he cheered for the Riders. He's never gone back to the Bombers since.
That's good parenting. See, it's either one of two things. You want to go against your dad because
you
want that rivalry to bond you, or you go with your dad to bond you. Like, my son is an Oilers fan.
Yeah.
And he's a Chargers fan. So when the Chargers are on, we dress up in Chargers gear.
Nobody in their right mind would be a Chargers fan without being forced into it.
On their own. Well, he wasn't forced. He just he picked it
well,
up by osmosis.
You cheering
for
him,
sure. Yeah, that's exactly why.
And maybe that's what'll happen with myself and Cash. I'm thinking. Have you ever been caught in this situation? Is it right? Did it work? Did it totally backfire on you?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, The Wolf.
Hey, guys, I was just going to say, you know, with all this power out all over the city, you sure don't realize how important it is for that drive-through coffee in the morning. Oh, there's all kinds of places that are lined up like six times around the building, for God's sake, to try to get a cup of coffee. It's like, holy cow. I went through a half dozen places. I live in the Northwest, work in the South. And, of course, everywhere in the Northwest is pretty much you can't get anything out there.
Right.
And then there's certain blocks along Albert Street where the Superstore is and stuff, that they don't have any power there, but the next block down has power and
well,
so
my,
on.
My wife just sent me a message saying, we're up in the Northwest and we have power at our house, but I've told her to barricade the doors.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Maybe she ought to go out and start selling coffee. She'd make it good.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I bought my son a Boston Red Sox hat yesterday, right. And people are giving me the gear saying that I'm forcing a team on him, and others are saying, hey, good on you. Wes, our buddy, says this. He says, just the same as if we dress him up with T-shirts with sayings they can't read. Why not? The only problems that need to be headed off at the pass are when Leafs fan, when Leaf stuff is involved, is what he says. Mike Zuck says, I tried to get my 7-year-old into my Buffalo Sabres years ago. She got a bunch of random NHL stickers and chose the LA Kings as her new favorite team. Buffalo has gone nowhere as expected, and LA won two cups starting that year. And the best comment we have on our Facebook page is from one Drew Dalby's mother.
Oh, yeah.
He is a Red Wings fan,
Wings,
correct?
Yeah.
Big time Red Wings fan?
Yeah.
There's a picture of, I will put this on our Facebook page, of a young Drew Dalby wearing
a Maple Leafs jersey.
Uh-oh.
Old Rick Vive special. I love it. You know,
no.
I think it's okay to bring your kids up how you want. Like, because I've got a teenage son now, and sometimes it's not easy to, like, we're close, but sometimes it's not easy to icebreak a conversation. Like, you want to ask him about girls or about what he's picking for classes next year. And so we always start, hey, boy, McDavid had a good game yesterday, or wow, the Oilers suck, and because that's our team.
Yeah.
And this kind of helps you break the ice and you get talking. I like it. It's kind of a bonding thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think you're doing okay. I mean, I'm not happy with your choice of team.
Well, no, my daughter is 10, and she revolted. As soon as I'm a Red Sox fan, Uncle Ryan got in her head, and now she's a Blue Jays fan just because I'm a Red Sox fan. In fact, she calls them the Red Stinky Sox. So she...
I like that
I'll
kid.
Think about feeding her next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.